Well, now it's time for Henry's 12 Days of Christmas, where Henry travels around the country to bring us a taste of the Christmas spirit. It is panto season, and today Henry visits the Everyman Theatre in Cork and finds himself having a walk-on part in the panto Jack and the Beanstalk.
My name is Michael Sands, and I'm playing Professor Saxon Fun here in the Everyman Palace in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Michael, can you break into your professor character for me?
Yes, well, my little children, I've had enough of Jack and his mother and all of these horrible people. And now I'm going to sort out the beanstalk with my genetically modified beans.
So I can hear the love in your voice, I can hear the banter, and I suppose the Cork humour. And Cork right now, including yourself with Young Offenders, is very much on the comedy map. It's doing so well. You must be exhausted but happy.
It is, Henry. You know, it's wonderful that it has become so popular. When we started the film initially, nobody expected it to be the global success that it is, you know. A friend of mine watched it recently in Norway. On Netflix. And she said, Michael, I've just seen you on the telly in Norway. Translated into Norwegian. We go, really?
And they got it.
They did. And I don't think, God forgive me, that Norwegians had a sense of humour, but apparently they do.
And the Cork humour, it's unique. It's very different to perhaps the Finglas Dublin humour.
We like to take the mickey out of the dubs, and the dubs take the mickey out of us particularly, you know. And I lived in Dublin for years and I had a great time. But I think it's just the musicality in our accent, even though we have a fantastic way of saying, I will, yeah, which means that I won't.
I'm Aveen Delaney. I'm 9 years old and I'm in Girls Collegiate School. I'm one of the Spice Girls. Cheer up, a talking cow.
It's really fun and it's like a great experience. Because you're doing it with loads of people.
And you're actually in the panto.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I really like it.
What's it like being in a panto? Being actually starring in it? And you're just, what, 8 or 9?
I'm 10.
You're 10, sorry.
It's cool because, like, you're entertaining all the people. And, like, you're in the panto. It's very interesting and fun.
It's great, especially when you look out at the faces.
It's a good experience.
They get to go on the show and they get to just see what it's like on the other side of the stage, isn't it? And they're working hard for the last few months just doing all their extra practice, and it's something that they won't forget.
Laura Daunt and your daughter Lily Daunt, to actually have your daughter in the play, that
the
must be
time.
Exciting.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Brilliant experience. Fierce excitement.
Fierce excitement.
First ever time, so she's all excited.
My name is Catherine Mahan-Buckley. I'm the director-producer of the pantomime in The Everyman, Jack and the Beanstalk. We are officially opening today, so we're all excited. The buzz is there. I start on the show last December.
Really?
And
the
whole year it actually works. So we have decided on our title already for next year. So already I'm going into meetings next week about it.
So it's that far ahead.
That's
Jack
far
and the
ahead.
Beanstalk
Plus.
Here in Cork in the Everyman Theatre, and huge crowds of young people. Some of them have never seen panto before.
Exactly.
And this is obviously the opening day. Are you nervous? Are you excited?
Nervous, excited, because remember, you're bringing your story of Jack and the Beanstalk, but then introducing the what ifs, so that the audience and the children will kind of take in a different viewpoint. I see it as a picture. And I see that you stand and you look at the picture from a different angle, you see all different types and shapes. This is the very first time that children enter a theatre, and we must make sure, and we owe it as adults, to give them the best experience.
The best.
So that they can go back and they want to come back. And they are the creators. Remember, they are our future. It's actually a British tradition that we adopted. It's well over 150, 200 years old. Being PC about everything, we are ruining spontaneity, and we need to get spontaneity back into life, because spontaneity brings excitement, joy, the what if.
You run all the way until the 12th of January, and you've got people coming to the theatre from the age of 3 all the way up
3
to
100. Years of age. Now, with the children, you actually have to have different groups, because they can only work for so much, and they're in a special side of it. But people say to me, you know, why would they even come into this world? Because it trains you for every aspect of your life. You can go to college, you can do law for 5 years, you can do, say, a BA. But when you think about it, they're training since they were three. So by the time they're 18, they have maybe 15 years experience under their belt. This is my 25th anniversary of being producer and director of the pantomime here, and it has just grown and grown. When we start off, I make sure I watch the audience rather than what's going on stage. And if the audience get bored, I then start re-evaluating those scenes. Well, I have something made up for you as well.
What do you have planned for me?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see.
I'm Anth Cayley. I'm the musical director of Jack and the Beanstalk at the Everyman. You have to choose songs that are current, that are in the charts for the younger generation. And then you look at musicals and you look at films and you look at the big films that have come out over the last couple of years and see if there's any big soundtracks that are applicable. It's not just for kids, it's a family show. So you have to appeal to all age groups. The director is a genius, and she keeps telling me to say, we do a long run, but it becomes like a family here, and feel good factor.
Hi, my name is Kellyanne, and I'm the assistant choreographer for Jack and the Beanstalk at the Everyman. Well, I'm actually in charge of the children, so we have 104 children, and then I assisted Robert Foley on the rest of the choreography. I love teaching, so I absolutely adore just standing and watching the children on stage and looking at, you know, all the rehearsals and how well it's turned out.
And they must love being in the panto.
Oh, they do. I mean, our youngest is three, and then it goes right up to the older cast members, and just the joy on their faces before they get to go on is beautiful.
So you started in panto at three yourself?
I did. I started at three, and I'm 28 now, and I was in it right up until 2 years ago. And then last year I came on board choreographing, and I'm choreographing again this year.
So we're backstage.
Yes.
I'm about to do my walk-on part. I have a giant chocolate bar here and two young stormtroopers. What am I going to do?
You're just going to walk on. They're going to carry the bar of chocolate on for you. But you're going to say to the audience, on behalf of the audience, you would like to present the giant with a big bar of chocolate. And you know he's going to like it.
My name is Fionnuala Linehan, and I play the part of Marjorie Daw, Jack's mammy, in Jack and the Beanstalk here at the Everyman. What I love, especially the likes of this show, which is a school show, you have hundreds of children waiting to go with you, to bring you on the adventure. They'll boo, they'll cheer, they'll be with the goodies, boo the baddies, and we'll all be happy ever after at the end.
I'm going to kill you, Jack!
I'm having children, boys and girls, and there.
Jack Daw! Sorry now, did my goose lay any eggs yet? Come on now, boys and girls, I need loads of eggs to pay for me rent next week.
It's an international panto, but it's also a Cork panto.
It's the essence of a Cork panto, because the audience are generally Cork, although it spreads a little bit wider, and they'll get all the jokes and the language and the fun of Cork.
So I'm going to go on, I'm going to do a kind of walk-on part.
Brilliant.
I'm going to hand a chocolate bar to the giant.
Yes.
Any tips?
Yes, stay out of his way. Have you seen the size of him, Henry? He is huge.
I haven't actually seen the size. I've been told he's huge.
He is huge, but he's lovely. He is.
Don't be nervous. Be yourself, be natural, and go with the Cork humour. And they'll cheer you to the end, unless you go on with the baddie and you'll get a few boos.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes. You must make Boris Johnson look intelligent.
Giants! Giants, hello! Hello, Giants! Hi, I'm Henry McKean from a radio station called News Talk, and I've been asked to give you this very large chocolate bar by the children. Boys and girls, do you think he's going to like this chocolate bar?
Thank you so much!
Okay. Leah and Nessa, you were stormtroopers that just came out with me there onto the stage. How did I do with the giant chocolate bar?
Very well. Yeah, really good.
I thought she did brilliantly.
Are you just being polite?
No, I'm not. I thought it was absolutely brilliant, and the children loved it, and they all answered back, so that's a great sign. There are a lot of people out there. It holds over 700, so there was a lot of people in the audience, a lot of screaming children. You were lovely and loud and clear. It was brilliant. Well done.
A celebration of our own, our very own Christmas ham. Henry McKean. Henry's 12 Days of Christmas at the Jack and the Beanstalk Panto at the Everyman Theatre in Cork, which runs until the 12th of January. You can check out everymancork.com for tickets. And we'll have another of Henry's 12 Days of Christmas in tomorrow's programme.